Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Are you a reactor or are you a creator? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, this is one serious-minded question you'll want to pay attention to today. Are you a reactor or are you a creator? It's been a while since I produced my last podcast, and probably for good reason. There are times when I will just pull myself away and I'll absorb a lot of what is going on and I'll wait for my next moment of, let's say, inspiration. Some moment where I get an aha, but one that's worth translating to other people. And today happened to be one of those days when I was out having coffee with a woman, and we sat for 2 hours and exchanged things about our lives, our backgrounds, which were very different from one another and yet had many connective points. And once we said goodbye and I went to pay the bill, I happened to notice a screen that was in this restaurant, and they were showing various elements of people protesting. Now, you may be receiving this podcast on one day, but I want you to know that the message I'm giving to you is an evergreen message, because it will be new and fresh whenever you choose to hear it. All I could see on this television screen was news coming from New York, coming from Washington State, coming from overseas, and in each case, they were images and words of unrest. People were protesting in cities. People were getting hurt. People were, on the one hand, creating public disturbances. On the other hand, you could see that there were members of the police forces trying to contain. And in both of these cases, as I'm looking at them, I realized that I had just come from a very, very peaceful exchange, a peaceful conversation. And yet, in one moment, all of that was changed as I happened to glance at the news wire. This happens to all of us, and this is part of the reactor versus creator in all of us. Several months ago, even last summer, I was in New York City. It was probably at the height of the season when everyone in America was getting so taken up with the political campaigns that were going on. And if you were to watch the news at night, you would think that the United States was coming to an end and that everyone was warring with everyone else. But as I walked along the streets of New York for several days and I was in different parts of Manhattan, I realized that the way people live on a regular basis, forget about what they look like and the ways in which you might have imagined they would interact with one another had you only used news media as your reference point, the opposite was true. I found myself talking with people who were visiting the city from different countries. I saw people who looked like they were from completely different backgrounds, interacting, having coffee together, having exchanges, where people in society knew and exchanged with one another pleasantries. There was actually goodwill. There were good conversations. There was good, I would say, just a very positive atmosphere everywhere I went. And yet the moment I would put on the mainstream media, or any media for that matter, there was always this sense of polarity, always a sense of anxiety, always a sense of impending doom. Now, have you ever had that happen in your own life? It doesn't have to just be about politics. It could be about anything. Have you ever been in a place where you feel your buttons, those proverbial buttons, are getting pressed? Something happens and you literally react to what is going on. And regardless of how you might have felt prior, you immediately find yourself reacting to a situation. I want to give you some ideas about the idea of reaction. I want you to think about things like within you, a chemical reaction, an emotional reaction, an energetic and sometimes, if you want to be extreme, a physical reaction to what's going on with outside stimulus. Maybe someone says something to you the wrong way. Maybe someone gives you a report and you move into fear. And so what happens is that you react to that fearful, anxiously produced environment, and you react in kind. So what you've essentially done is you've heard something that wasn't particularly good, and then you added to it with your own energy. You became a reactor. If it sounds familiar, let me give you the other side of it. I would call it that of a creator. A creator is someone who creates their own space, their own environment, their own atmosphere, maybe chemically within, where all of the chemicals in their body are at rest, emotionally, where they're at peace, energetically, where all that they're giving out from who they are is harmonized, is at rest. And that is a creative force, let's say, that can come from within you and can affect those around you, rather than the alternate, which would be, oh my gosh, somebody pressed my buttons and now I'm totally reactive and I'm adding to chaos. Maybe you too have been aware of this more and more and more, that we can be living as reactors in the world, or we can choose something else. Now, maybe you've been one of those people that have been part of an organization, maybe a protest. Maybe you've been carrying signs. Maybe you've been up at a microphone. Maybe you have taken to arms, depending on where you're hearing this. And maybe on the other hand, you've said to yourself, either I've been there, I've been through wars, I've seen it, and I think I want to change. The only way change can come is when we decide inwardly to be that change. And rather than act as reactors, we become changers of the world. I'm reminded again today of a quote that came from Mahatma Gandhi. And it was this, so familiar now: be the change you wish to see in the world. The next time you feel like your buttons are getting pressed and that you're going to react rather than create something that you want to see, can I give you a couple of recommendations? This is something I always do, and I've done it for decades. When I'm out of sorts, or I feel like some external thing is happening around me causing me to react, I will find private time. I will make my own private space, and then I create my own sense of peace and contentment. Do you know the word contentment from the Oxford Dictionary is actually regarded or defined as the state of happiness and satisfaction? I want you to think about that. Are you capable of creating your own internal state of happiness, of satisfaction, and then being a creator of that in your world, in your environment, and everywhere you go, you can bring that with you? If you, like I, have maybe had almost enough, or maybe more than enough, of all of the agitation that we have all been part of and been brought into in this world, and you'd like to see a change, why not think about those very words of Mahatma Gandhi and be the change you wish to see in the world by stopping, finding private time, finding your own space, and then finding and living out of your own place of peace and contentment. I can assure you that not only will you feel happier from the inside out, but you will help others to feel that way too. Well, those have been my thoughts for you today. And before we go, though, there's one more person who wants to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura For You.
Hi, this is Amy Wu. I'm from Southern California, and I live in New York now, where you can hear the New York sounds. I love puzzles. I love problem solving. It's so much fun. It's why I love bouldering, because it's like a giant puzzle that I can use my body with. I love figuring out what makes people tick, which is another problem that I love to solve. problem solving is probably a pretty common theme when it comes to a lot of things that I love. And another big thing that makes me really happy is my faith. It kind of powers me to do what I do now and do it well and pursue excellence in a very good way. For lack of a better word, good way. And that's what makes me happy.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Mora, visit her moraforyou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Mora, number 4, letter U.com, where Mora is always for you.